Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is Mimi Fox. She's a seasoned player whose work is innovative, warm, and swinging. She plays with tremendous fire, offering a fresh take on the jazz guitar tradition. And stuff like that, Mimi.
Well, that's some nice stuff. Thank you.
Well, I guess so many people ask you why there are so few women players. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't think of too many.
There was Emily Remler, of course, and Mary Osborne.
I was going to ask, because I did know Mary very well. I wondered if you did know her.
No, I never met her.
She was a wonderful player.
Yeah, she was.
And you just sound so terrific, I wouldn't know where to put you in the list of people, so you're just out there on your own.
Well, you know, you're right. It is changing, though, I have to say, on all my touring. Mary, and I'm sure you've discovered this too with pianists, although there always were, I guess, more women pianists than guitarists. But I do find more and more women taking up the guitar. I think it's changing, but, you know, it's slow. It takes time. So.
Well, did you kind of know when you were a kid that was what you were going to do?
I was lucky because my mom and dad loved jazz. So even though my older brother and sister were listening to rock and roll, it never really drew me. My dad had these old Dixieland recordings, and I would sit and listen to them. And he was a frustrated drummer, and so he had an old kit that was really beat up, and I used to bang around on it when I was like 7 or 8. And then my mom actually sang up until I was about 12, you know, all of the great standards. So I heard everything. I was just very lucky to hear all that stuff.
So that really gave you a head start, having your folks be so into the music.
Oh, I consider myself so lucky, yeah, to have heard all of that, you know, Gershwin and Cole Porter and Irving Berlin when I was just a little girl. So, and again, my brother and sister were listening to rock and roll, but I just never could get the groove happening with rock. It just didn't. It was like I was, you know, in the wrong generation or something.
Well, there isn't the same. I mean, you can't call it a groove. I don't know what it is they have, but it's nothing like ours.
No, it certainly isn't.
So I'm glad you stayed away from that.
Me too.
That was good. I read somewhere, which I thought was so cute, that you were. You picked up a recording because it was on sale, and it turned out to be Giant Steps.
Yeah, it's true. It was on sale. And, well, I mean, I must say it was on sale, but I had heard things about the recording. I had friends of mine that say, oh, you got to go check out Coltrane. I mean, train. I was hearing all this, and this is when I was in junior high. I wasn't yet playing jazz guitar. It took me a while to get to be playing jazz guitar. I was playing drums in junior high and high school jazz
band. Well, that's a good way to start.
I thought so. You know, as Duke said, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. So I was lucky to, you know, have that percussion and rhythmic background. So that was kind of good.
Well, you know what we should do? We should play something. We've got this wonderful bass player who works with me, Gary Mazzarapi, and why shouldn't we play a tune?
I think that sounds just about brilliant, as they say in Australia.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind? What tune would be good?
Well, I was thinking about There Is No Greater Love.
I've got a record with Peggy Lee doing that as a ballad.
Mm.
That's another thing about jazz. You can take a tune, and it can be any tempo, or you can take a ballad and do it as an up tune and vice versa.
Because the melodies and the harmony are so timeless, they're so strong.
Right, that's true. How are we going to do this, you think?
Can we do it kind of up? Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Let's have at it.
Yeah.
Just thinking, hearing you play, it makes me wonder who your very favorite people are.
Probably for guitar, of course, Joe Pass, who I had the wonderful good fortune to study with when I was younger, and also Pat Martino, who's now become a dear friend, who I love. I also love Kenny Burrell, who I had a great opportunity to play with not that long ago. So, and of course, Wes Montgomery. But I think, you know, also was very influenced by horn players like Bird and Train and Sonny Rollins and Dexter Gordon. I mean, so many great players.
I was just thinking, the way you play, it's very individual. You know, it's very your own thing.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's, I guess, a very special compliment. Thank you. I must say it's just such a pleasure playing with you because there's so much depth and beauty in what you play. It's just, it's really amazing.
Listen, you'll have to stop all those compliments.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've just gotten going and I'm already, I have to stop.
I know. You have to stop. So we should do another tune. The first one felt so good.
It did. It was fun.
So what do you think?
Well, that first tune was kind of up. So maybe we should do something, more medium.
That's fine with me. I love to play this tune at any tempo.
Okay.
So let's see where we go.
Okay.
Stella by Starlight. For our mutual friend.
Yeah, our mutual friend, Marilee Trost, who
right.
has been in the business for many years. And prior to her 75th birthday, we had lunch together, actually, and she was using some very modern expressions. And I turned to her at one point and I said, you know, Marilee, you're just so hip. You're perpetually hip. And at that point, we looked at each other and we said, that is a good song title. And so I had wanted to write a tune for her 75th birthday. And it seemed unnatural that I had to call it Perpetually Hip.
Well, it's a great title. So I'm dying to hear it.
Well, Gary and I are going to go for it.
Great. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.